Michigan Tech Volleyball coming back home this weekend, and Coach Denny's in our studio right now. Boy, I tell you what, a couple of tough losses last week, and especially Friday night, man. When I saw the game scores, I couldn't believe it. That was the Finley match, right?
Correct, yeah.
And talk about that, Coach, and how do you get these gals pumped up again after playing so tough and not coming away with a game on that?
Yeah, actually, Friday night was one of those games that I think I'll remember for a long time. We were playing really well against a really good team, and chalk it up maybe to a little bit more experience. But we felt that the game plan was working, and then our girls were kind of matching what Finley was offering out there in terms of brute power and savvy to the game. And you know, they're a really, really strong physical team. They're leading the conference in kills per set with over 15. They're over 18 points a set. They're earning of their own. So if you can think of it that way, 18 out of 25, they're earning of their own points. We're about 17. We were up big in some moments, and then like a good team does, they played their best when it mattered most, and it got the game close. And you know, a couple things went against us, a couple judgment calls, a couple unlucky plays but I'm a big believer that you make your own luck, and then hostile environment, and we battled. And then that third set, Lauren Emmert went down with a sprained ankle, and that was kind of a moment where we had a fight or flight kind of thing going on, and we fought. We adjusted. It just didn't go our way, and so we walked away from that one with our heads high, if you can, you know.
Well, let me ask you, if that match is at home, it's same, everything else being the same, is that our win?
I mean, yeah, it very well could be.
You know what I mean? Is that the advantage that they had, you think?
I think so. It's in Ohio, so that's far, you know.
The swing state, too, in elections.
That's right. It could go either way. But you're right, you know. And, even there, with maybe a little different wind gust, it could have gone another way. It was one of those matches where it was a really good match. You know, Saturday was a very complicated match. It was like, you know, we had no Lauren, so Doug and I kind of stayed up and figured out a new game plan, and we had some kind of unorthodox things going, and we had two freshmen with a lot of weight on their shoulders, and we were asking even more of Rachel in a particular, we had her blocking middle for some of the match because she's so fast against a Hillsdale, and it was working. We were up big. We were up 20-15, 18-13 against the third best blocking team in the country, you know, and we were scoring. Fisick was again having, our offense was rolling. Steph absolutely dominated in the middle on Saturday, and that was great to see. Jackie broke the record there, which was fantastic. It was, you know, two really close losses that we don't have too much shame in, but, you know, the Saturday one is still, I think, a bit disappointing. I think we felt like that was maybe one that we finally gave away. We beat ourselves, you know.
Well, even before that, you know, we haven't talked to you since the Northern match down there in Marquette, and a big 3-0 win. And I know that was, you know, for the program, a huge win in terms of just getting that monkey off our back. It'd been, 14 years since we'd beaten them there, and 3 decades since we'd beaten them in a conference match there.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when I arrived here, one of the first things, maybe even before I arrived, I don't know, that we haven't beaten Northern since the 90s and there, you know. And so you automatically look at that being as an accomplishment, you know, that you want to, you know, accomplish as a coach and as a program. And to have it done, it was just amazing. I mean, Suzanne was there and got to celebrate that with us, and Zach was there to cover it. And, you know, it was on TV, and the amount of support we got after that win was overwhelming and certainly appreciated. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, I was able to watch that, and you looked, maybe it's wrong, but you looked comfortable the whole game. Like you felt... You had a smile, and I mean, you always do, but it just looked like you knew the girls were playing great volleyball that match, and like they weren't going to get stopped, and they didn't.
No, that's awesome to hear, because that's how I felt, and that's what it felt like, and that's what it looked like there. The best especially those first two sets, that's the best volleyball I've seen out of our program. You know, I was talking about this yesterday because we were talking about the three matches together statistically against Northern. We had 51 kills and 8 errors. Of the 8 errors, they blocked 6 of them because blocks counts as errors. So we hit 2 balls out of bounds in 3 sets. That's really hard to do.
That's really hard to do.
And so we were playing at a high level. I think it was, and it partly was aided by, I think they were a bit stunned. I mean, I think the way we kind of came out of the gates, Sylvie set the pace with the first ball just barreling, you know, in there and just got a hold of one, and it was the very first set of the match, and then we just kept going. And the crowd kind of never got a chance to get behind them. And it was, I mean, I don't really remember the score throughout the games. I only do it for like strategic purposes, but I remember at some point in that second set, I looked up and it was like 17-6 or 14-4. And I was like, wow, we're kicking their butt right now.
Help me out with the terminology. When you fake a kill and you just dump it over, it seemed like that worked a million times against Northern.
Yeah, Rachel's really deceptive. So you have some setters who are offensive. Well, you have some setters who aren't offensive, and then you have some who are, okay? And then the ones who are usually offensive in one of two ways. One is go up and literally turn and swing, or more forceful. But Rachel, and she can do that, but she's more deceptive. So like with her, it's when you least expect it, or because the way our middles draw that block, you know, now you have them kind of stuck where they're jumping in the air with the middle. Now Rachel has some more space, and what she can do dumping wise is beyond just when she's in the front row. When she's also in the back row without jumping, she just kind of flips it over her right shoulder, and that's catching a team off guard. But when you're deceptive enough and you have as a defender trying to figure out, you know, so many different things at once, when that ball's coming over when you least expect it, and you're kind of shifted or leaning another direction, you know, Rachel's good at catching you.
Two big matches this weekend. Walsh, 5 o'clock on Friday, and then Saturday afternoon against Malone. Talk about these two teams coming in.
Yeah, kind of like I mentioned last night, you know, as a program, it's still, you know, learning how to win and trying to stay together. We take every match. We don't take any match for granted, and these are two teams who are struggling right now, but that are two GLIAC, you know, teams coming in to beat us. And so we look at it as an opportunity to go, you know, to win on our home court. And, you know, there's not many home matches left for us this season, and gosh, do we love playing at home for all the reasons teams do, but ours is particularly special for us because I think we've had a good home crowd, and you know, the band has been incredibly supportive, and it's homecoming weekend, and so it's all these things at once. But with all that said, we go out and try to play for each other and beat, you know, beat the team by taking care of every task as they come by, and it's two wins that we got to, you know, we got to win every match we want to play. But you know, these are matches that we I think after the weekend we feel like we have to pick up.
And we got the crossover coming up, and I'm sure we'll cover that a little bit more next week. But certainly like where you're at right now, 12-4 and home for two matches, that's got to feel good. And congrats on the big win at Northern and keeping it rolling.
I really appreciate it, guys. And for all those debating whether or not they're going to go out to volleyball games or hockey games or football games.
Do it all.
Debate no longer. Go to all three.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot, man. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Matt Jennings here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up after these.